Luke 5. And it came to pass, as the crowd pressed on him to hear the word of God, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen, having come down from them, were washing their nets. And getting into one of the ships, which was Simon's, he asked him to draw out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the crowds out of the ship. But when he ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Draw out into the deep water, and let down your nets for a haul." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, having labored through the whole night, we have taken nothing. But at thy word I will let down the net." And having done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners who were in the other ship to come and help them. And they came, and filled both the ships, so that they were sinking. But Simon Peter, seeing it, fell at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." For astonishment had laid hold on him, and on all those who were with him, at the haul of fishes which they had taken, and in like manner also on James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, henceforth thou shalt be catching men." And having run the ships on shore, leaving all, they followed him. And it came to pass, as he was in one of the cities, that, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. And seeing Jesus, falling upon his face, he besought him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou art able to cleanse me." And stretching forth his hand, he touched him, saying, "I will, be thou cleansed." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he enjoined him to tell no one, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing as Moses ordained, for a testimony to them. But the report concerning him was spread abroad still more, and great crowds came together to hear and to be healed from their infirmities. And he withdrew himself, and was about in the desert places, and praying. And it came to pass on one of the days that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who were come out of every village of Galilee and Judea and out of Jerusalem. And the Lord's power was there to heal them. And lo, men bringing upon a couch a man who was paralyzed. And they sought to bring him in, and to put him before him. And not finding what way to bring him in, on account of the crowd, going up on the housetop, they let him down through the tiles, with his little couch, into the midst before Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason in their minds, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who is able to forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, knowing their reasonings, answering, said to them, "Why reason ye in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I say to thee, arise, and take up thy little couch, and go to thine house." And immediately standing up before them, having taken up that whereon he was laid, he departed to his house, glorifying God. And astonishment seized all, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And after these things he went forth and saw a tax gatherer, Levi by name, sitting at the receipt of taxes, and said to him, "Follow me." And having left all, rising up, he followed him. And Levi made a great entertainment for him in his house, and there was a great crowd of tax gatherers and others who were at table with them. And their scribes and the Pharisees murmured at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax gatherers and sinners?" And Jesus answering said to them, "They that are in sound health have not need of a physician, but those that are ill. I am not come to call righteous persons, but sinful ones to repentance." And they said to him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make supplications, in like manner those also of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink?" And he said to them, "Can ye make the sons of the bride chamber fast when the bridegroom is with them? But days will come when also the bridegroom will have been taken away from them. Then shall they fast in those days." And he spoke also a parable to them. "No one puts a piece of a new garment upon an old garment. Otherwise he will both rend the new, and the piece which is from the new will not suit with the old. And no one puts new wine into old skins. Otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be poured out, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine is to be put into new skins, and both are preserved. And no one having drunk old wine straightway wishes for new, for he says, the old is better,